Good morning. A weak disturbance passing through interior New York and New England overnight produced mostly cloudy skies and just a few spotty showers, but most of the wet weather dried out as it fell out of the clouds toward ground level. The relative humidity continues to be very low. That, combined with strong gusty winds today, will contribute to high fire danger throughout the region. Winds at times will gust to 30, maybe even as high as 40 miles per hour today under a mix of sun and clouds. As actual temperatures reach the middle and upper 50s on average, though, it'll feel much cooler with the breeze. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, seasonably cold, back down into the lower 30s on average. And more sunshine mixed with clouds tomorrow, still breezy and chilly with highs in the lower 50s. Bouncing back to the mid-50s with continued dry weather as high pressure remains in control on Friday with mostly sunny skies. And the sunshine will continue into the upcoming weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny. The wind dies out, so it'll be more comfortable with highs right around 60. As for Easter Sunday, right now we'll go with a generally dry forecast, although a system off the eastern seaboard may back closer to the coast during the day, producing clouds, maybe even a few showers in eastern New England, so we'll be on the lookout for that with time. Still, temperatures should reach the lower 60s before more showers move in from the northeast and New England for Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny skies both days and highs back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the lower Mississippi, Tennessee, and lower Ohio valleys. There's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across southeastern Virginia into parts of central and eastern North Carolina. Strengthening deep layer shear as stronger flow aloft shifts eastward out of the southern plains will support organized storms, with hail and damaging winds being the primary threats into the afternoon and evening. Weaker low-level shear today suggests the tornado threat should remain lower than yesterday. To the east, storms are expected to form over the higher terrain of the central Appalachians and spread east-southeastward, with additional storms forming along a front across Virginia. Storm coverage may be enhanced by an impulse advancing through the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic region. This will promote a threat of mainly isolated damaging wind. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gulfport, Mississippi at 8:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Coban, Guatemala at 7 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 198 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Morrisonville, Illinois. The 90-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1999 by 10 degrees. There was one daily record low at Lewisburg, North Carolina. It was 18 degrees, and this is 6 degrees colder than the old record set in 1992. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 11, 31% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 7 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature at Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low, 30, the average temperature, 44, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.12 of an inch for the month, which is 0.2 of an inch below normal, and 4.92 inches on the season, which is 3.40 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 79, set in 1950, and the record low, 14, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:25 p.m., 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and chilly today, with just the risk of a passing shower, and highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and chilly today with the risk of a passing shower and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and chilly today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and chilly today with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, chilly, lower 50s, mostly sunny Friday, mid-50s, still a bit breezy, mostly sunny Saturday, around 60, lower 60s on Easter Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds, and the chance of a few showers Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.